We are proposing that our leaders adopt a new security resolution. After the success of RAMSI, the Regional Assistance Mission in Solomon Islands, where Pacific nations came together to bring peace and stability to Solomon Islands, we think there are many lessons learned that we could apply across the Pacific. So regional responses to regional issues.
Transnational crime, illegal fishing, these are things that are on the rise in the Pacific that's infringing on the security of the region. Do the Pacific countries have the resources and knowledge to tackle them, and what's Australia doing to assist?
Australia is certainly providing more resources and assistance. For example, some of the maritime issues, including illegal fishing and drug trafficking and human trafficking, Pacific Island nations need more resources. So Australia is building a new fleet of patrol boats, 19 new patrol boats that will be provided to 12 Pacific nations to upgrade from the current fleet of Australian patrol boats. And these will be used to help detect and deter crime in our region. We're also helping build skills to ensure that Pacific Islanders have the ability to not only detect crime but to also enforce the law. So more boats, more resources, more training and better laws across the region to deal with some of these global challenges that we see in our region.
Could you also outline how Australia is proposing to step up its engagement with the Pacific countries?
I spoke at a breakfast with Pacific leaders to outline Australia's approach to stepping up our engagement in the Pacific, particularly in regional security, some of the issues that I've addressed with the new patrol boats and training and information sharing. In health security, we're developing regional health security programs, working with the public health departments in each nation to build their resilience against epidemics and disease outbreaks. We're also piloting a pharmaceutical scheme whereby nations can tap into Australia's regime of procuring and testing for high quality pharmaceuticals. And then we're promoting our people-to-people links. We have a government scholarship scheme called the New Colombo Plan, and we are supporting young Australian undergraduates work and live and study in the Pacific, and a number of them are undertaking work experience in different businesses, with NGOs and government departments. So building understanding between young Australians and the Pacific.
The Pacific Islands Development Forum is quickly asserting itself as a strong regional body representing the interests of the same countries who are members of the Pacific Islands Forum, and they've gone to the extent of engaging with a new development partner, which is India. Is this somewhat destabilizing the geopolitical landscape in the region?
We all face a number of challenges. The Pacific Island Forum is an important voice, not only regionally but globally, but this region needs to engage with other regions. We're living in a globalised world. We need to see greater engagement between our countries. So I don't see it as a challenge that can't be overcome. One other matter I was going to mention is we're also looking at greater labour mobility between the Pacific and Australia. And so we're working on plans to expand the seasonal workers program so that we can have a win-win situation. Australia has labour shortages in some areas of our economy. The Pacific has able and willing workers, and so we want to be able to ensure that our economies can be more integrated through labour mobility into the Australian economy. Training young people or training the people who come to Australia, and then ensuring that when they come back home they bring the skills and experience to add to the prosperity of the Pacific Islands.
Labour mobility was a contentious issue with some of the Pacific countries in signing up on the PACER Plus agreement, particularly Papua New Guinea and Fiji and Vanuatu. What else needs to be done in that area to sort of get these big countries back on board?
We were really pleased that PACER Plus was signed. This is a trade agreement across the Pacific. Some nations didn't join. I think they were wanting to see how effective it was. Australia is providing funding to assist nations implement PACER Plus, and labour mobility was a significant feature of it. And I think that Fiji, PNG, Vanuatu will make an assessment of how effective it will be for their economies to have some of their workers able to access the Australian labour market. So I'm hoping that PACER Plus will end up being a Pacific-wide trade agreement.